On the show today, we have Jumio's Reinhard Hochreiser talking about the benefits and challenges of iPhone X's new biometric facial recognition called Face ID technology. So you got to check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
How are you, Reinhard?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Hi, guys.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Hey, we're talking about a very timely interview here about the benefits and shortcomings of iPhone X's new biometric facial recognition called Face ID technology. And if you guys got a chance to, it's been all over the news, so it's really hard to miss. But we're going to talk about this. So what were your, Reinhard, what were your initial thoughts when you saw it? I'm sure you saw the keynote. And what were your initial thoughts when you saw the Face ID demo?
Of course, yeah. You know, I'm a long year iPhone user, so I was at the beginning, I was a little bit concerned. You know, I'm so used to Touch ID, it worked perfect. And now Apple wants to tell me, okay, Touch ID is gone, you have to use your face to unlock your phone. And especially about, you know, is it working in every condition, you know, different lights, if you have wear glasses, as I do,
right,
or wearing a hat. But the keynote was pretty impressive. And as I heard that they worked together with makeup artists to do the anti-spoofing detection,
yeah,
or to have machine learning or AI in place to learn about, you know, the user's face and how it changes over time. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited, and it seems it works perfect. Yeah, and the first hands-on tests, you know, TechCrunch and all the other reported about it seems to be very positive.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of positive reviews about it as well, and I'm actually really excited about it too. I'm kind of bummed about Touch ID going on because I really got used to it and really love it. It's so easy. But, you know, technology keeps us moving forward. But there's a lot of, like, government people that are kind of freaking out about it. And so, I mean, what's your take on that part of it?
So I'd say it's a great invention to use your face for verification or authentication purposes. And we saw that, you know, we are using the face and the selfie as a kind of verification in our product. And there is still this kind of negative attitude for a certain group of people who don't want to use their selfie for that purpose.
For privacy issues, are you talking?
Yes, yeah. mainly privacy issues. So they still try to use their ID and, you know, zoom in and use the photo of the ID as a selfie. And it's always the same. You know, if Apple comes up with a new technology, it rather quickly becomes a standard in the market, or mainstream, however you will call it. So just think a few years back about fingerprint. No one thought we are using our fingerprint to unlock a phone.
Right.
And so for the market or for the user perception at all, I think this is great.
Yeah.
And it will help the whole industry.
What's your opinion? Because I watched the keynote as well. And in the keynote, he said for Touch ID, only like 1 in 50,000 it would go there. But for facial, it was like 1 in 1 million or something like that? Or it was some big, big number. What's your – is that – how true is that? I mean, I'm sure they kind of rounded off the numbers greatly, but
we have to wait until it's available, because then, you know, all this hacking organizations will try to work around it. Probably it's true. Yeah. We don't know, but right now I do believe their numbers, and I think he added or just a statement that if it's your relatives try to unlock the phone, the number is way lower, because they somehow look similar.
Yeah.
And I've also heard that this service is not allowed for teenagers, for children. So below 13 years, Apple doesn't allow it.
Wow. Why? I mean, just out of curiosity, why is that? Do you know? Because their faces are going to change so much in the next in their teen years?
Or just privacy. I don't know. Yeah. I read a tweet about it today that Apple advises companies to not allow it.
Well, that's probably, it sounds like a smart move. Smart move, yeah. You know, if they're minors and that type of stuff. So let's kind of get to the brass tacks here. What's the impact on financial institutions, do you see? Pros and cons.
I do see just one disadvantage, and we have to wait till it's available. You know, Touch ID, it's pretty simple. If I don't put my thumb on the phone, it never unlocks. But what happens if someone just puts the phone in front of your face?
Right.
So is it then possible to do a payment or to log in your e-banking application? So this is still an open topic, an open question.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
We have to figure out. But besides that, I do think it's overall positive for the market because, you know, we are always talking about, we as Jumio, that a biometric facial scanning, in addition to your ID verification is a very strong factor to identify the user.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So overall, I'd say it's super positive.
Yeah, I agree. And so what can banks and credit unions have? I mean, obviously, again, it's not out yet. But I mean, kind of looking down the road a little bit, how do you see it affecting them? I mean, on the positive side of things, it sounds like it'll make life a lot easier for folks for payments and things like that. I mean, with Apple Pay and things like that. So,
yeah.
But on the flip side, security is always going to be a concern.
Right. So, I'd say it will replace the Touch ID. At the beginning.
Yeah.
Because it's not a replacement for identifying a person through the bank account opening, yeah? Because there is still this missing link with your real world identity. So if you unlock or if you use your face to unlock the ID, mm-hmm. it's still no proof that, you know, the phone, that's your phone, yeah?
Right.
So there's always this missing link to your real world identity.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But first of all, I'd say it will just replace Touch ID for re-authentication, like you log into your e-banking application or do a payment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every day. Last night I went to 5 different stores and I used my Apple Pay for every one of them. I didn't take out my card at all for anything. So it was really nice. It was just like swiping or just, you know, touch and go type of thing. So it was really cool. All right, to wrap up here, Reinhard, because I'm sure you got lots of other things to do today. Where do you see this going down? What's any kind of future predictions? Do you see this going like in 2018 and beyond? Where do we see this going?
I think it's just a starting point right now. It will be available in every Apple phone after the iPhone 10.
And the devices, as tablets as well, probably.
Right.
Probably
and
Samsung
started with it last year already with the Samsung 8. So I think it will become mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just the starting point. Yeah. And so, again, for the whole industry, very, very positive. And for our purpose in the verification industry, it's great.
Well, it's great to have you guys out there on the forefront checking this stuff out, making sure it's safe and just checking it from every angle. So it's really cool. Keep up the good work, Reinhard. You guys at Jumio are doing some great stuff, so look forward to chatting again very soon. I'm sure this stuff is this is not going away anytime soon, so thank you very much, Reinhard.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye. Mike,
you're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
MathQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.